Blog Talk Radio.
This is RadioFire.com. I go by the name of Dominic K. Thank you for joining me. A lot of things going on, a lot of things that I want to touch on, and we're going to dive right in. So, I always like stories like this, and they don't happen too often. So, whenever it does happen, I have to take a moment to, just to enjoy the moment, savor the moment. And whenever a woman gets what she has coming, I have to applaud. So, a judge has granted joint custody between Future and Ciara following this court battle. This has been going back and forth and forth and back and all of that, but now he has joint custody, as he should, of their one-year-old son, Future Wilborn. Now, the court ruling came down today in L.A. TMZ reported this, that Future's baby mama requested sole custody. No. Sole custody for Ciara? No. All right. Now, her lawyers argued that Future was a bad parent and, he didn't have a presence in his son's life. Could that be because you were holding the baby hostage, taking him to football games, letting him run around on the field? All right. Future wants to spend some time with his son, his one-year-old son. He wants to spend time with the other kids too. But this particularly son is what we're talking about right here. The judge rejected that sole custody crap, as he should, and I'm very happy because it doesn't happen too often for the fellas out here. Now, as she left the courtroom, Ciara, walking past, TMZ tried to speak to her, but she wasn't in the mood to talk. She was pissed off. I'm just glad that the judge saw this for what it was, and that is a mother trying to keep her son away from the father. Fair ruling, and I definitely have to applaud the judge. It is very rare that a black man gets justice in a court in America. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at The Diamond K Show. So, unfortunately for Dipset fans, Joel Santana back in the news, not for good things either. On the hook for $700K, loses his New Jersey condo after failing to make a single payment in over 2 years. Now, I don't know where you live, right? I don't know what the rules are where you live if you're renting, right? But if you miss one payment, you want to get like one of them crazy notes, right? Miss 2 months, you're definitely going to court 2 months. 3 months, maybe you're fucking a landlord or something. I don't know. But for over 2 years, Joel Santana did not make any payments on his 2,300 square foot New Jersey condo. Almost close to 3 years, right? Bossup broke this story. The Dipset rapper, real name, LeBron James. LeBron? Not LeBron, not Cameron, LeBron, all right? Now, he bought this home 11 years ago for $540,000 with a $486,000 mortgage. Now, the owners, the creditors, Wells Fargo, said in court documents that they had not received a single monthly payment of the agreed $3,754 since November of 2013. So, I don't know. Can he get the money together? I don't know. Maybe it's a little big. He probably could have worked something out, though. Maybe the Dipset reunion that they had been long promising, which was probably coming around that time, could have come, and maybe that would have, worked out better for him. I like Joel Santana. Maybe if he was on the reality shows more, he would have got some of those checks in, but, it kind of playing the back or whatever. Anyway, the judge in the case gave Joel Santana 10 days to respond to the final foreclosure, which was issued on April 22nd. Never heard back from him. And the condo will be sold at the sheriff's sale. In total, now the rapper owes $688,219 plus $7,000 in attorney fees. Damn. No applause there for that. You know, I mean, I just, it's one of those things, and maybe it was just more than what he needed, and maybe that's just what it is. No story really there. But let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Also, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at The Diamond K Show. Now, moving right along, some good news. Diddy announced the Bad Boy Family Reunion. That's right, I said it, the Bad Boy Family Reunion. Now, it's a tour which is going to feature, obviously, Diddy, Mace, Lil' Kim, The Lox, Faith Evans, 112, and more. All right, total on that whole list. Where's Craig Mack? Mario Wine is also in that. French Montana, also Carl Thomas. Now, they're bringing together the past and the present for this Bad Boy Family Reunion. Now, Diddy said, this isn't just a concert. It is a moment in hip-hop and R&B history. I definitely have to agree. Diddy captioned and made this announcement via Instagram. Now, the family and I are so excited to welcome you into this once-in-a-lifetime experience. This tour is 20 years in the making, and it is a celebration of hits and the Bad Boy lifestyle. The Bad Boy family has set a standard for concert excellence, and this tour will be a testament to that. Now, I do want to say this, in all seriousness, let's make sure that there are no holes in the stage for Diddy to fall in. I'm sorry, I could not resist that. 25-city tour is going to kick off August the 25th in Columbus, Ohio. Along the way, they will stop here in Baltimore, New York City, Houston, Nashville, Newark, L.A., before winding down in Oakland in October 8th. So Baltimore, he'll be here September the 3rd at the Royal Farms Arena. And Atlanta, GA, September 8th, that's going to definitely be hot. And Miami, September 10th, Tampa on the 11th. We're just highlighting a few dates, but you can see the full schedule, radioandfire.com. And, I mean, are you excited about this Bad Boy concert? Are you going? Are you picking up tickets? Let me know in the comment section, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at The Diamond K Show. Also on Snapchat, at The Diamond K Show. Now, also in touring news, we're hitting touring season, so you're going to be seeing all types of tours all over the place. K. Michelle hitting the road for the Hello Kimberly tour. She should have called her album that. Anyway, she's preparing to go on her tour in support of her More Issues Than Vogue album. 20-city tour, which she's calling Hello Kimberly, kicks off July the 12th in Boston. Along the way, stopping in Philly, Detroit, Raleigh, Houston, L.A., Vegas, and, of course, Baltimore. She says, let's go, Rebels. Y'all been asking for it. It's officially tour time. I can't wait to see everybody on the hashtag Hello Kimberly Tour for her third album. Hashtag More Issues Than Vogue. K. Michelle wrote via Instagram. And she says that y'all always sell out. And she's predicting sellout, third time's a charm. She really wants to have fun. She has a meet and greet package. Pre-sale tickets go up on Thursday. General public tickets go on sale Friday, 12 noon. Now, here in Baltimore, she's going to be at the Rams Head Live. So you can get up and close with her if you want to do that. Richmond, VA, Philly, D.C. at the Fillmore, Atlanta at the Fox Theater. So definitely not as big a venue spot, obviously, as the Bad Boy Tour, but this is going to be a more intimate tour. But these are not small venues. These are nice-sized venues, and I'm sure that K. Michelle fans we'll be able to pack that out. Are you going to see K. Michelle? Let me know. I would definitely love to see K. Michelle. In the comment section, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at The Diamond K Show. Now, on to some serious news here, and we're going to close out with a couple serious topics. In a court filing, mayoral candidate here in Baltimore, Sheila Dixon, demands more transparency from election officials. Now, you know, Sheila Dixon, former mayor of this great city, said in court filing today that she's asking a Baltimore judge to force more transparency and in a state review of the Baltimore primary. Now, I received an email myself about about some more transparency, and they're going to be doing like a walkthrough with candidates and media about the whole process. And that's coming up this week, so I'll definitely keep y'all posted on that. Now, while the State Board of Elections has opened up some of the process to the media, and this is what I was talking about, Dixon wants an audit entirely open to the media and the general public, according to a motion that she filed against the city and the State Board of Elections. The State Board ordered Baltimore's results decertified. So we reported that they were certified, and then they were decertified, citing among their concerns post-election checks that were not completed, provisional ballots that were not counted. So provisional ballots is the early voting. Okay, so you had some early voting that still has not been counted. How crazy is that? This afternoon, I petitioned the court to allow the public to observe the actions of the Board of Elections because it's critically important for Baltimore City's voters to have faith in our election process through transparency and openness, Sheila Dixon said via a statement. There is no reason for any part of the vote certification process to be kept hidden from the public. It is my hope that the court forces the Board of Elections to allow the public to observe these proceedings immediately. Here's the thing. It's been really, you know, hush-hush, under wraps for quite some time now. We still do not have the actual votes certified, which is crazy. But there has been no comment yet from election officials. And the original totals and projections, Dixon was narrowly defeated by Senator Catherine Pugh. Election officials claim that any audit would not change the city's results. I find that hard to believe. If that was the case, then, you know, probably the votes would have already been counted by now. Lastly, the primaries in Kentucky and Oregon are going down now as we speak. The polls are still open. Kentucky polls are closing shortly, and Oregon is on West Coast time, so they're going to be a great deal of time before they actually close. But Oregon's kind of progressive, and that's a state where Senator Sanders could probably have some luck there. But at the end of the day, Hillary Clinton has surpassed him in the ballots. There's no way he can catch up. But I think ultimately what he wants to do is try to have some clout as to what happens. He's going to be vice president. I'm going to probably say he does not. Maybe Secretary of State, doesn't really make sense. Why is he still in the race if he can't win? Because he wants to try to cause damage. And I think that he wants to see whether Hillary catches some charges, which is not going to happen. Just so you know, it's not going to happen. She's not going to jail. She's not catching charges. My prediction is Hillary Clinton is the next president of the United States. And given all of the choices, you know, Trump or Bernie Sanders or Hillary or some mysterious third party candidate, Hillary's still the best choice. And I'm not saying that she's good. I'm just saying that she's better than those people. All right, so in the comment section, let me know your thoughts. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at The Diamond K Show. And as always, RadioOnFire.com. Hello, people.
Hola.
Hola.